matter which roused some community interest.
But community interest both potentially and actually reducing my questions. So I want to make it clearer that neither my remarks nor response to whatever questions that you made around not relating any specific issues or areas of conflict
may come up. But again, I want to try to present some general guidelines which hopefully might, if such issues do come up, hope to resolve some of those as well. The general topic I've been asked to deal with is that of my lawyer, who asks, whom to ask, and the other aspects. What are some of the general guidelines taken by someone who in turn is asked and confronting each other? In other words, what deal both taken by someone who in turn is asked and confronting each other? In other words, what deal both with Shiloh's point of view of a person who is asking and from the point of view of a person who is responding? Well, there's one question which arises immediately, and this is to what extent can one speak here of an absolute obligation, an absolute plea, relating to asking or responding to a shayla. Thus, to my knowledge, this may seem strange, thus to my knowledge, there's nowhere absolutely clearly defined a person to ask when the problem comes up, what an independent plea. Because I don't know that it is apart from the general obligation that a person has, general tevah mitzvah, that he wants to do the right thing, but that over and above that, that there is an independent requirement to go ask. I don't know the difference. Now that, of course, is nothing to be sure. Obviously, the person should want to be sure that he arrives at a proper conclusion practically, then of course, to try to seek out the best possible counsel. In the same manner, if he has a medical problem, so go to a competent doctor, what's the best in the stock market? That's a good broker. Well, I don't tell the Khan. This is the case with the Khan Shah, the deal with Khan Yerla. Well, I don't tell the Khan that a person has relevant diseases and diseases of great quality, certainly should define the nature and structure of a person that needs a chef. Certainly that you will try to get the best counsel available. But this guy says it's not to be construed as an independent view, so that if a person does not do this, that he can be said not to have fulfilled the requirement by having asked someone inferior, and I would not ask at all. It's simply that in that case, he's running a significant risk. A person who's concerned and has shown he's not being excluded in suing or in terms of doing so properly, what I want to write. There is a halacha, modern standing based on Pasuk Shoftim, Tzedek Tzedek Tildo, and the Torah explains, among other things, a number of judgments about it. One of them is that a person should follow a name. They are the ones mentioned there, but obviously the times are part of every generation. To follow them wherever they are, to seek the best. The part of this is Rambam Tanoim, Amalek Kabbalah of the Rules, the Ruchayim, and so on. But that is perhaps not necessarily with regard to my lawyer, perhaps only with regard to Dean, as where you would be upon it, or possibly with regard to Talmud Torah, for which would be the best possible Rebbe, wherever he can find it. As far as Gary Barai is concerned, it's not clear that there is a certain kind of field to ask or to ask a particular person. There is, however, function too. Where the obligation to make inquiry of proper authority clearly is stated, and conceivably one could extrapolate from there, but not necessarily so. Parshin Shoftim, Pasuk says, Ki poyim chadov al ha-mishpot, ve-idom ledom, ve-din ledin, ve-nega lo-nega, ve-re yivos vishar, ve-echor ha-bekantor, ve-ha-mister, ha-mokom, ve-shifkan ha-shem al-yechobom. ובסור החיים הביאים אל השופט שבע ימים ההם, ודרשתם יגידו לך את דבר המשפט, ובסיס הרפל לו שיגידו לך במקום ההוא לשיטת השם, שמרתו לעשות שיחות לפי ירוך. That person finds problems come up and cannot arrive at the proper solution, and it's going to outline that other areas within this could come up, these being interpersonal areas, the personal ones, and controversy has arisen around these matters. And if the controversy has taken place in one of the lower echelons of Palmateva, Ferrara, Besden, the local Besden, and the Dayanim cannot arrive at any kind of satisfactory resolution of this problem, then they have to go to the Besden Akhargo, to the Kurdi Mali and the Meshia, the Sahedrin, Yerushalayim, and then to accept whatever sack is given by that person. And this is the motive for him to accept what the President of Allah says, and source both the positive mitzvah of Piyatoba Shiyahucha and Amishpa Shiyahucha Vatasa. And, effectively speaking, that one may not deviate from what they said, it was possible in a double shikiru called Yomi Yusmo. And based upon this, Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Mamre, states that Bet Nahoru should be Yerushalayim, Hei Ika Tore Shabal Teh, ואין עמודי הרבורה, ובין חוק ומשפט יוצא לכל ישראל, מלא נפיך התורה שנאמר, והתורה שיורוך הזונים ססעי, וכל המאמין לבוי של אבינו סרוסרי, חיוב לסמוך מה תעדו סובב לישראל עליהם. ואז נעבור הרבה יותר יותר שמרפר, and anyone who accepts Teres Meisha is obligated to rely upon them, and to orient his religious life around that which they have to say. The pastor, though, addressed itself first specifically to Dayoni, and Dayoni were in a quandary. From there, the extension, which we have in the Rambam, of course, that which the institute has decided that there's an agor will be the legislator, the judge by them, and absolutely binding upon every committed and observant Jew. This is still perhaps different from the kind of independent mitzvah to go and make inquiry. That perhaps is really specifically addressed to Dayanim. And in any event, of course, the pasuk speaks of a situation in which quandary has arisen. Now, obviously, a problem arises. In what context, in what situation, even if we don't regard it as a separate, as an independent mitzvah to inquire, but simply as a matter of responsibility to halachic, or the person or that he's living a proper halachic life. To what extent is a person obligated to make inquiry with regard to questions that concern his own as opposed to public issues? The Gemara in Chumash, the Mandala base, might have heard the striking statement, Amar who is the fire that you call on?
The Lord prayed for us.
First, as a shadow of his faith is God's ordained as well, one of the 18 malfunctions of the behavior. Whether these can, one way or another, affect a particular behavior, so if he checks this out for himself, that is a person who is defined as common call. Now this, of course, strikes us as being odd. You might have said the other way around. If a person is from his heart, then he is permitted to be a very faithful Atzmo. The Gemara has it the other way around, that this is a kind of a semen. If he's from his heart, how do you know? If you see he's a very faithful Atzmo, you know that he's from his heart. So it's not so much the niceness of being a Talmid Chacham which permits him to be Roi Tefal Atzmo, it's rather that the fact that he is Roi is a reflection of the fact that he's a Talmid Chacham. A Venus is made, what's clear from the Gemara here, is that a Talmid Chacham can be Roi Tefal Atzmo. Doesn't need to ask, consult, to be Roi Tefal La Atzmo. Now, one perhaps could, what presumably would extrapolate, if this is the case, that other shadows that he has, likewise, be royal Atzmo. And indeed, this is needed a prop, as he says, with Gat Kesami, first time in Shilat, Gat Kesem in his own home, can be royal Kesami in Atzmo. Now, presumably, these are singled out not as exceptions, but other areas, first the Shaila for Shabbos, when the Chassidus, when the Slivits, that you could not pass them for yourself. But it's really quite the contrary. These are singled out that even in these areas, a person, if a certain caliber, can pass them for himself. But the areas that are mentioned here are areas with regard to which one might perhaps have assumed that they enjoy a separate status different from other areas of their life. But there are too many questions that come up. So, question of no one needs to have the proper information or to be able to pass them in Shilat. But the process of trying to decide on the basis of information and certain knowledge that a person has is not necessarily in and of itself defined in all cases a formal process of Hoyoi. But about the traitors and with regard to some, you have the possibility that this is a kind of a quasi-judicial track which requires a person to be particularly licensed, or that the activity itself is defined as being somewhat analogous even to the Dara Sabin, sitting in some judicial establishment, that possibility does come up. Among us, some discussion, for instance, in regard to the Vayet Treta and Yom Kippur. The name is Shadow, and Yom Kippur is it about Treta? Well, it's much of the scene on Yom Kippur. Of course, no one ever asked the Shadow of God, at least not by Yom Kippur, whether you have to wait till afterwards to pass. If the question comes up here, that it comes up because this is an Easter, the Dada Sadin, or the God of Kravis, the Mat of the Kravis, the Yazimun, areas which now is deemed, then there's a problem on Yom Kippur, whether it's Oslo Mutter, and likewise with the God of Kravis. Similarly, the Gat Kesamim, Amram speaks particularly of the Talmud idea of smicha for Kesamim. First, as a Muslim, it's a Kesamim. It's got smicha for that. And this again suggests that this is a much more formal, specific track of Riyas Kesamim. So that even with regard to these, which one might have said, you know, a person cannot sit in judgment, as it were, on himself, for himself. Even here, that you can be a Hore Trey Palas, a Hore Sum in Lats. Or the Sir, the Hamas Kavu Bechama, he has a Shabbos, he's got a Shabbos, or he's supposed to Bechol. Hamas Kavu Bechama, then you can do that. And indeed, places in Chayyot, the Lamedal of Lamedal, states, as a matter of course, that's a question of Tumah that are in detail, specifically for you. You have a problem in Tumah Tumah, whether Tumah has become Yitzma or not. If it became Yitzma, then a person cannot eat it. It's also about Achila. The Chiloi Yenema. The Chay Yishol, Ka'isu Ve'etem. Ube'evi Amrinu Ve'eshato, Ha'itzu Ve'drabar, Ve'chosu Ve'nafshu. That is so, a person not be Nehemiah, there's no question of Nehemiah, of trustworthiness, but also of being authorized to do so. Is it conceivable that a person would not be authorized to pass the church? So, at least so that, if you could do the Rabbah from the Chokhm and the notes. But then he takes it as a matter of certainty that unquestionably this should be moved. The Rash in the Goyim, the end of the second parak, does entertain some doubts about this, and suggests a very major qualification, whose practical implications of sustaining could be very, very far reaching. I said that possibly that which we say that from the Chochom to Pasch Shabbos for himself, that the Shema Yish Bechalek, the Nechad Yishchavik Yisuva, the Nechad Yisuva, the Nechad Yisuva, the Ashkun Reisha Yish Rabo, the Bechalek of the Yidech Nero Yisuva, the Tzuva Rabo, Chozi the Nafshe, the Nechad Yisuva, the Nechad Yisuva, the Nechad Yisuva, the Nechad Yisuva, dealing with whether an individual, a single individual, is Naaman, relied upon the God he sued, he said something is kosher, chayv, this is apostle, kosher. Do you believe in the Mass? Well, so there's a distinction to be made between a case in which the Easter exists, and he comes, the Adecha says, a certain procedure has taken place, which changes the status of Yisrael Be'etzel, in which case may very well not be relied upon. As opposed to the situation in which you start with a blank and neutral status, and he comes and tells that this is moot. Now this is just a dash. Perhaps that which is on the Chokhom, not to himself, only applies to cases of Leis Chazik Yisurin. The case of Leis Chazik Yisurin, they cannot even sue the Rabbah, not cause even Nash. Rashi currently assumes that problem of Yechud Emily Sun and Gemara vis-a-vis Chazik is not simply a confrontation between the Nehemonos of an aid on the one hand and the Cheskas Yisrael of the status of being Vassar on the other, that somehow if he comes up against it as a confrontation, that he is then not believed. But that would not relate to our concern here. Rashi apparently assumes that the reason that with regard to the Nedecha, that it is Chazik, he's not Ne'emah, is because the whole procedure of being Matir, in the case of the Chazik Yisurah, is inherently and qualitatively different from being Matir of something which is not his Chazik. The first Chazik Yisurah, first assumes providing information. But there is then no formal proceeding of establishing Heter. That way, before the Heter came along, he didn't know whether the Sadinosra would go. You're not providing the information, that's it. But no one has gone about being Matir. What has happened is simply that your state of ignorance has been relieved. Now you know clearly what the facts are, and therefore what our law is. And therefore you can partake of this previously quote-unquote questionable truth.
But there's nothing as a very cluster of the market. This is an effort people. But if Israel existed, and now you want to uphold it, that requires a more formal conduct of speech. When for the right in such cases, you need a person of special aid. And therefore, the effort for that would not suffice. That in the case of Kermit the assumes that likewise, God for the person prosecuting for himself, it is a question only of determining what the status is. Well, this is not the judicial, quite a judicial proceeding. There's no reason why a person can't do that for himself. But, if there is this chazik issue, then he fairly assumes that in some way, removing these more formal character about it, and that not be done by a person who is subjectively involved as person to whom this particular shayla is going to relate. This is, however, a very far-reaching qualification, and if it should be implied, the maestro would place severe limitations on the chacham to be able to pass him for himself, even though he's fully qualified to pass him for others. But just how far a person's right to pass him for himself can extend, this is something which is raised at different levels by the Rosh and Erevin on the one hand, and first of all, Chavis Yoga and Shuv on the other. The Russian rate of the even sixth Perek raises a doubt to whether a person can paskin for himself and may they so, those members of the domicile of his household, and particularly he raises the question with regard to a situation in which in Komarabba, Rebbe's in the community, is readily available, and he passed it for himself, was the other obligation to go and ask his Rebbe. And the Rosh, after raising the suffix, said he's inclined to think that indeed he's not authorized to do so, and would have to inquire. Now the Rosh says this both with regard to himself and also with regard to members of his household. In either case, can he pass to me from Rabbo? But qualification seems to be that the problem is only one of the Kvedara. The Chavishari, in the group of days, says as a double partial that a person who is an Ahochi, qualified and capable, can pass him for himself, can pass him to members of his household, and he says so with regard to even a place which has been called Rabbo. But a question which is raised by the Rosh, within the context of the Rosh himself, would appear to be a problem in Kvod Harav, being one of the problems that lies with God. There are a lot of personal reference, but the Rebbe can pass him where the Rebbe is available, can pass him instead. However, the Kachubis, Simulation and Bays, he quotes the Chavisier on the one hand, and then asks, how come the Chavisier here ignored the stack of the Rosh, doesn't he cite it? He seems to suggest there's at least a trace of that there, but the problem is inherent, not just the problem of Kvod HaRav, but the clock, but whether a person is authorized to pass for members of his household. There's a question here, if it really is not just a question of Kvod HaRav, but fundamentally, whether a person is only licensed to pass for himself or for his entire household. And the question here is how one regards the heter, the one to pass it for himself. There are, I think, two possible ways of understanding this. One might say simply that the whole concept of going to ask Yishayahu is ki yipalei mincha. You don't know. If you know that you're sympathetic within that township, and then you would not even define that as being for yourself a shayla. Maybe at some point it has some problematic aspect, you have to ponder the matter, you have to look, and you have to think. But bottom line, once you have decided on a particular stock, then it's no longer a shilat. There's no key following you. Well, you don't need to know what's required because the element of uncertainty is not there. This is one way of looking at it. It's not a key following, it's not a shilat. Or one might say no, that if indeed some point element of uncertainty arose, we're not talking about what has happened in store for the slippery fried vegetables and butter, the folks are frying chicken and butter. But if there's some element of doubt, if that has arisen, then this already is defined as a shayla. But then in terms of who is authorized to pass the shayla, so just as by analogy, the most doesn't thesis that a person has no oneness with regard to himself. In terms of trust, that which is served him personally is the level of Isavanta, not in the moment, but Isavanta. The person is absolutely trustworthy with regard to himself. And the idea goes so far as to say that even if medicine is passed in something is also, but he for himself knows the facts and is convinced that it's moved up. So, he just doesn't encounter that, and he can follow his own knowledge in that respect. So just as this is so with regard to Ne'emanus, other men are not Yosef Meir. Even now, this way, with regard to deciding the question of Halakha, he can also pass through for himself. Now, if we say that the Heter of passing for oneself is based on the fact that it does shine altogether, I think that should probably apply only to oneself. That other members of the household don't have this knowledge. With regard to them, insofar as they're involved in this matter, a shayla does. Hence, there's no shayla. And then, presumably, the suggestion of the Piskechuber that a person ought not be authorized part in that case could hold. If, however, one says that with regard to oneself, then the authority of the passing shayla, it makes much more sense to adopt the position that that could conceivably be extended, including not only oneself, but the members of one's household as well. So, what we have to this point is a question whether there's an independent obligation to ask the shayla, or whether it's simply a common aspect of the very natural responsibility that Rebbe Hashem feels, to be certain that he gets the best possible guidance and counsel with regard to problems or that come up, as he would with regard to medical, economic, or any other issues that arise. Second, with regard to a person who is a Baha'i public haqqa, what extent does he under obligation to act even in this second level of responsibility, or can he simply say, he will decide a pasuk for himself. And here there's conceivably one question, quote, Rab, in one context. And then again, even where the quote, Rab aspect isn't there, then he could certainly pasuk for himself. But what about pasuk members of his household? This is Machoy Sarosh, Kazura for the Rosh. At least the way he's secure in the sense of Nebuchadnezzar Yahil. And perhaps depends upon how one understands the head of the pasuk for oneself, whether is because that is not regarded as a shayla, or if it is a shayla, but nevertheless, I'm authorized to pass. Thereafter, we saw a serious qualification on this whole matter, saying that it's kind of like a suhr, that even someone from the Chacham Tzur Rabbana was causing an apshe, and just as the Prince of Allah understands, it's kind of like a suhr, the guy saying, yeah, what? Now, this, the fact to discussed so far, there are two major points to be made, qualifications in different directions. Number one, and this obviously opens up the question of definition, the Gemara talks about the Talmid Chacham being read today for Atzmo, Itzuvah min Abaranus Chazir Anakshe, the Chavis Yoyi, his tshuva speaks, uses this term, he's a Barachi, that is a person who is capable of a certain level. But obviously, the question arises a priori, who is to be included in this category? And that in turn opens up another question, as who is to decide who is to be included in the category?
And there are obviously difficult questions can arise. I'm not suggesting that we hard and fast rules, but obviously what's required here, part of the person who's confronting this issue, is A, a measure of responsibility, and B, of course, a measure of honesty. Responsibility, I mean a responsibility vis-a-vis the halacha, not pursue as the obvious, the simpler path of deciding also to them not only simpler, but also, of course, more gratifying in other respects, throwing himself in the field of the halacha of the panchacha. Be wary of that, and honestly asking oneself whether he really is capable of coping with such a problem. And here, as I said, responsibility, and also, of course, honesty, which clearly in dealing with oneself is very often difficult. And this is one qualification which, of course, would limit the extent to which a person has to oneself. But there is a second point, and this is a qualification in the other direction. What I've been talking about here before is really shyness. By which I mean, not simply standing halachic issues which may arise. And those, of course, one has a plethora every day. I'm talking about shaylos, sense of issues which really is poly-lachan, that maybe reasons pro and con, some problematic aspects. The Rosh Yedavim says that Mar talks about over there that what a person may not possibly be komrabo. So Lord the Gemara says that even with regard to very simple shayla, the phrase the Gemara is used is beis of the kusche, he's ready to take an egg and take it with something milchik. That on the face of it, of course, seems totally obvious. But the shayla qualify that somewhat when they say that it means not an ordinary egg, but an egg which should be found when after the chicken and found the egg inside, maybe then he would assume that the status of meat, and their problem would arise. And taking seat from that, the Rosh says that all of those halachas apply only to questions, the response to which might strike the person who raised the issue or the person who heard about the issue as having some note of knowledge. But when you hear this answer, it does not strike you totally obvious. You recognize that the answer might have been different. And in any event, there's some chiddush. But something which does not strike anyone's being a chiddush of any kind whatsoever, whether it's the hetter or the issur, in such a case, that does not come under the problem of Tevora and that Kabbalah. Now, the qualification of the Rosh is in the context of the person who gets the contribution from Hamo, but obviously it applies to the area of Havara generally. And here, of course, we come to a more general question, again, which I already will mention. And this is what is defined as Havara, either with regard to the Easter or a person being Moed when he is to some extent intoxicated, or the Moed in Komrabo. There is often applied to Havara, what is defined as being Havara, and here the Rosh has a major qualification. Now, moving on to another area, assuming that the situation comes up, which a person does indeed need to ask a shayla. Either he's not a Talmid Chacham, or maybe he is a Talmid Chacham, but not one to pass the Mechala Terechulat. The person may be not caught in certain areas, and not in others. Maybe he's had much Hebrew Shiksalim, he's not learned much about Traitors, no longer takes an ordinance season, and nevertheless, there's not the end of the past in these areas. So, he has to go ask his shayla. What is the nature of that inquiry? Well, many years ago, he then quoted, let me serve me correctly, the name of his father, Meshachem Yitzchak, what may have struck a very radical way of regarding the process of asking a shayla.
least in our company. The Rambam postulates a chidush which perhaps hinted at the Gemara and the Rishonim rather, but would have formulated by himself. That is the parts of smicha that the Gemara talks about, not what we call smicha, getting the license, so to speak, but the smicha of the Gemara, the first sermon is an unbroken chain of sabo ishin pish mimoshe rabbeinu, and the form of musmat by Bez Nishogimu, authorized to be masmik. So the Gemara, that is generally spoken of with regard to dayonis. First to be a dayon, serve in a bezdin, opposed to miknosis, to pass him in on the chavera. This is what smicha is all about. In effect, what if we find this benevolent, but the question is that, what about the water piece of the head? That, well, you don't find that there is smicha by water piece of the head. The Rambam, though, in Pardonic and Benezri, when he says that it's possible for a person to be a Muslim for one area but not with regard to others, the Rambam says that it's possible that it would give him a minui for certain things. For instance, Lotin in Ignosos, Avonel Atim Kobos Bemumin, or Yitner of Yishus, Lahatu Nadonim Bilbaz, or Yitner Sassomin, Yichem Kol Kayosim. I'm going to mention these results with regard to Ksomim, with regard to Mumim, Knossos. Now it's separated from here, according to the Rambam, there is a concept of Smichas with regard to Hayvara Pisavetim as well. I'm not certain that that can be elicited from the Rambam, but I mentioned before that Lias Ksomim, which mentions an example of Lias Mumim in Chodos, maybe. Singular examples. But anyway, that was his assumption. Rabbi went on to say this, Rabbi Isher, that this applies to man, the mother. If you have someone who's a samuch, the time tzvich was so prevalent in the earlier phase of the mother, and then when he issues a psak, so that is a psak, so that's a same quality authoritativeness, as you have with the Dina Mominus, when a dying paskin, the third of Jerusalem is sheep. However, he said, his mother said, when that formal status of Soluch no longer exists. So his mother said, essentially, the person who goes to Rav is going to get information. And with the information, once he has it, then he'll know what to do. Now the information may be one level, another level, depending on how much the person who's asking knows. But in terms of the process, not as if he's going to a diet and then whatever the court says back to him, he's fundamentally going to get information which may be very definitive. Information may come simply straight. But inherently, he's getting information rather than getting a definitive authoritative sense. But this thing has very far-reaching implications. To a great extent, it seems to eviscerate the process of stock, and therefore also perhaps the status of the person. Simply go where you get knowledge, but somehow ultimately you are the one who makes the decision. Now, of course, it's not a big lot. Your decision is always for me to rely upon that law, but that's part of your decision. In the sense, this is to take the category which I mentioned before, the first passing Latzmo, and it was sort of expanding. That, of course, was very revolutionary implications. Secondly, if one accepts this, then one whole aspect of Sark may perhaps be totally taken out of the hands of the person and left up to the person who is making the inquiry. The Paschal Yishara, obviously, the person says two things. One, he has to know whether the relevant criteria were based on operative principles. B, he has to apply to a particular situation. And that calls for a certain objective evaluation of the factual aspect as well. Now, obviously, when he's dealing with a Din Tayyid, person who doesn't vote. The fact simply states, theoretically speaking, that if the situation is A, then Uden is higher. If it's B, then it's proper. And then leads up to about his brother, they should stand to themselves when the situation A or B. Obviously, a person decides upon the factual aspects as well, determines that indeed the situation is A, and therefore that Uden is higher, apart from whatever the case may be. With a rational reward, if one accepts what I mentioned in Revelation, then presumably the authoritative information of the person, as if go and look up an encyclopedia, we get all the relevant principles. But since we're not dealing with a person who's a Yeshiva Almidi, one who is acting in authoritative capacity, but rather simply someone who is providing you with a requisite knowledge. Then, as far as actual evaluation is concerned, that presumably is left up to yourself. That too would have very radical implications. And I don't know if I should be willing to follow these through to their practical conclusions. I in any event am not. We'll soon die. To a great extent, really, to destroy the apparatus, stop guns. We've come to know it throughout generations, and think that certainly the traditional intuitive approach to stop certainly is vain, that in some sense, while formally speaking, the nation institution could apply, but in some sense, the people in Chazaba, those someone providing targeted stock, that this is the procedure which is to be followed, that clearly is what we're continuing to do, so that the factual element too, presumably is wrong with the amount to which the Preskin question would distort. But, you mentioned this, position of alternative way of standing, or say again, that the potential for then the energy, I think, is truly great if one is upset. Now, moving on to the second question, not who is obligated to ask, but to whom, presumably, should one turn? And here there is one general question which arises, and from time to time, or even the Shiva always raises. All the person have one single mother of I with God who returns invariably when shadows come up. Or may turn as the fancy strikes him to whatever love he wishes, but any shadow that comes out. Presumably, if one assumes the position which I cited earlier in the information, certainly there is nothing to prevent the person at a basic or fundamental level. Nothing to prevent him from looking around and going to place of A with the Dr. Shaila B, place of B and C with the Dr. Shaila B, and so on and so forth. Inasmuch as we're not dealing with really a structured, authoritative procedure of Psalm, but simply that I'm going to go to encyclopedias, to look at encyclopedias, and go and spew forth the requisite information. So why must I always also the same faculty. But if one does not accept that position, and one assumes that indeed the person is a person, he makes the decision, he doesn't just provide you with the information, but the sentence imposes that, then the question of who one should turn, of course, becomes important, and at a practical level, with regard to both public and personal issues, we well know. This is very often a very crucial matter. In many communities, when problems come up, people know that the place they get in one position, the place they get in another position, the fight in the community then becomes to whom to turn, then presumably you are the banks selecting the stock that you want. So, with regard to this question, whether to where one should turn, first, one point you stressed
legitimacy, formally speaking, asserting one person to another. The question of the motivation which underlies the one's choice is absolutely critical. The mother at one point quotes Moshe Mishaya, Ami Be'etzo Yishal Umaklo Yagilo, that formally, but the Pasuk there refers to various sticks that we use for magical purposes. But there the Gemara is making a play. The word Maklo, Maklo Yagilo, does to his maker. Now the Rashiach or Shapiro once mentioned that the York literature of Chuvis said that many of the leading Meshivim are Mekili. And he said, you know why? No one looks after Machmir. But this is, of course, a critical issue. But the mother of the mother says that dealing with Machmir and how to decide who does one follow, a third person does also Kuvedi Shammai, Kuvedi Tilet.
But one which should be absolutely categorically. If a person is indeed to ask this in somebody, normative in the case when he asks different somebody because the question. But one which should be absolutely categorically. If a person is indeed to ask this in somebody, normative in the case in which he asks different somebody because the question either different or because he thinks there is such an infection of the disease in different areas. Or something similar reason. Whether those are the reasons, or whether he's simply going to whoever the changes are made. And every responsible person knows that someone's coming to him when every other comes to him, but because he surely knows that the hearing is available, or shy away from such shy away. Because the quest for Michael Yaguro was the one which. Absolutely to be rejected. So this is an initial gap. Our sooner motivation is proper. Is there indeed a single preference to be expressed? Rather, a single labor in order, or perhaps a derived? We can already often find it in this connection. Each the result of Kolos Lachat. And maybe it's doing the first set of Allah here, we seem to have just a law that follows. However, at least the year clearly not true to that. And the showing here is better, clear of the price of others have not as well. The refugee is very something else entirely, not to the earlier stock in their boy, but rather to question seeking a Rebbe, who wants to learn, one wants to learn title. We come to virtue all the sharing here, and here the question doesn't come up, both in Christ or in Amnost, and one of his brother about whether it's preferable collectively to learn from A or A, or whether one Rebbe is issued to his Rebbe and become involved at the spiritual level with him, rather than shopping around. But it has nothing to do with the area of the lion. And in any event, here simply don't have absolute knowledge required. Then a clever mention in the same breath, that the knowledge is required. Sound advice. Sound moral advice, that's true. But can't speak of it as an absolute requirement. I'll read on another week in the same time. Later on. Gabriel Machir Choram, Stolik Natope, Batarbel Hatzeb Umaru. Now here, it's conceivable, A, that we're not talking about their lawyers, and B, that this Mishnah has a more normative thrust to it. The other things that are mentioned here are not categorically requisite of the Al-Bakhir, but of course, that the Maestro don't approximate and try to be more effective. That is probably closer to giving direct halakhic guidance, ultimately speaking, than the theory of Achor. However, with regard to this Mishnah, whatever I'm going to show you is how it's to be understood. And I've seen here, likewise, in Maksavitri, say, that this is the same Mishnah that you had before. And it's the earlier Mishnah, not talking about a lawyer, but about some of the Taylor, some of this. However, the Miri and the Ramis, and what for the Ramis is decided, they learned that this Mishnah talks about a lawyer. That is stock. And therefore, the council, the person who ought to have a single place, is indeed one which is subscribe here. Well, it says subscribe, but that too may be too strong a term. Here we have a question that of course comes up and got many tonight and others. What extent is absolute requirement or sound guidance? Of course, you need a sound guidance from Chazal, not have someone might be regarded. But there is still a difference between that and an absolute halakhic obligation. So, the Mishnah there is not fully clear whether indeed the person soundly advised, or even more than that, was incumbent upon him, to have a single letter death. But I repeat, if he's to have more than one, why he has more than one, this is a critical point. Now, supposing the person indeed taking to heart the counsel of the Amir, of the Tehran, and interpreted as the Ramam does, have a single Amir, and he decides that he wants to have one. Who should interpret? Who should that one speak? Think that there are various factors which may enter into this choice. And different levels indeed of choice involved. To one level, what they suggest simply is that person should look for person to him in a spiritual light, one who is highly regarded as a at the same time, a person with whom he feels a certain measure of spiritual identification. So on the one hand, clearly, guidelines. Can it feel those, right? Go for the best, get the best. Obviously, it should be place. But at a certain point, he considered it useless for a person to say that one committed a Heliah who between had a sense of progressivity to be identified, many others have said as well, does not want to draw up to meet the end, simply a kind of a halachic technician, but the person whose total existence in the world view, he feels he has a measure of identification. Chazal say with that the Pasuk in Malachi, Yisachar Yishmudah, the story of Malachi and the Pew, 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 in my way, I should that one of the key guidance of a person who is regarded as being angelic, character. That, of course, has a certain objective element to it. What kind of person is that position? But at the same time, also, you see, though the Malachian proper is, in the eyes of the person who is asking, the measure of respect of even of all. That a person ideally should ask for a place that is there, then certainly that fact should give considerable weight, and I think sometimes it simply outweighs the fact that placing A in terms of pure firepower in the places, that's somewhat superior to placing B, but in terms of speaking to the person who asks to each other, that's sense of identification, that is necessary, is less. Now, our focus of seeking a particular cause, at the moment I'm dealing with a level of total choice, where one can presumably roam the halachic universe and select whomever he wishes. Particularly single person, I do not necessarily mean that the only one such individual. Because I think that it's entirely conceivable that a person, even if he fundamentally thinks that he wants to have one place, but may feel that it would be sound to have one place in an area in which he is an expert, and another place in the area in which he is an expert. And now he's got to find his mother that Halacha Kerav speaks to me, Halacha Shmuel, who's got his mother. And the Russian Mother Khan explains that the reason is that Rav, a specialist in Ksuvi, Shmuel, a specialist in the Mavinet, and therefore the Pascha doesn't expect to win. Or the Chavit Joyer, excuse me, Chavit Talat, or beyond that, he says that Shmuel, a person of more general culture, is probably another thing, that is the one that says Chavit Joyer sharpened his mind more. Many of the writers, on the other hand, is limited somewhat his knowledge of the nitty gritty details of Torah. And as we said, the Imamim, their sharpness is more important than every part of the Shmuel. In the Suim, he says, having the detailed knowledge of my lawyer is more important than every certain part of my shot. So, presumably, that could certainly be a legitimate factor. But it's still fundamentally describes the principle that one has, be it a single individual or a cadre of individuals, rather than simply shopping around wherever the spirit may be. So, at this point, I'm talking about a situation which presumably a person selects his place with total freedom, total choice. In certain instances, of course, that is not the case. And who one placing is perhaps thrust upon him, at least to some extent. And he can be thrust upon him, I think, in two levels. It can be what I would describe as being a partial choice, but still a clear choice. Where, for instance, a person, in fact, adopts as his placing the spiritual head of the community to which he belongs. But the spiritual community to which he belongs. The first example of that is, of course, being within the Hasidic world. The first is the Rabbi Shechassi.
So presumably he's going to follow the custom of the Rabbi Shirebi, or the tradition which stands tonight, in fact, is Chol Chodah. Without really having in advance looked around, decided should he have another member, or should he have a discipleship for instance. He's a Rabbi Shirebi, but of course he takes it for granted that is to be for him the ultimate voice of Allah. In one sense, there's an element of choice, because presumably he could opt out of being a Rabbi Shekhartis. But on the other hand, if he is such a Shekhartis, of course, that is a very limited kind of option, perhaps not even a real option, so that there's a kind of interaction of choice and necessity. At another level, maybe that the element of choice is even more limited, where person selected and replaced it on the basis of a geographical person lives in the community and there's a Mohammed Asma in the community and that Mohammed Asma is comes into place. Now here question of what extent geographical element decisive. It's so much open to question at the level of the Gemara, and certainly in the Shulchan, and certainly more so with regard to ourselves. The Gemara rests its base in the fact that persons of the given community that can, good conscience, adopt the views of the local Levirate, even if those run counter to the Talmud. Even if one is going to be made, and even with regard to assuming their rights, Mark says that I'm a little Talmud, I'm a little certain people in regard to Mashiach and Yudit, and people who are local rights who used to write about a little Mashiach, doing on Shabbos and the Lachis, according to everybody else, they're absolutely hostile, but they were doing it, why? Because I'm a little about that. What is not clearly stated in the Gemara, to the best of my knowledge, is whether a person is absolutely obligated to adopt the Mohammed Asma as his placing at that level. I think there's no question that if one deals with the public level, that's a public issue, that there certainly the Mohammed Asma, that issue is concerned, the Asma clearly is the local authority. And the literature shall include it full of instances which some person may have and he said, what does the local law say? He's following it. The guy was first from our party. There, I think the issue is not, that's from my knowledge, as clear cut. And the possibility that either the person is a fellow Tulip in Amara, he might possibly say, probably, or that he does know that I'm a spiritual guide and he's like a thing, so may be different from the Mohammed Asma, and no doubt about it, he may follow those subjects. That, I think, is an open possibility. I've seen absolute clarity in this matter, just psychologically, but I think it's something which could be considered. So we have then various questions to whether one is to choose a single as opposed to a single functioning or a cabinet function as opposed to simply looking around. Second, if one is to select, to what extent are we dealing with a matter of open choice? That suggestion may be various levels. That some indeed selecting some such individual is going to follow the combination all the time. That is a possibility, regardless of where a person lives and to which spiritual community still doesn't belong to. Second, the possibility of political choice being the function of one's spiritual but not geographical address. And thirdly, possibility that indeed the local authority may fit in the site. The first factor, historically, has always carried a good deal of weight. In our day, I think everyone shares the sense that the local element has a significant undercut. Undercut, possibly by a variety of factors. First, the fact that on life from a familial, people move in and out, a lot of the soul moves in and out. Some sense of tradition, of rootedness, certainly not what it was a century or two ago. Secondly, certainly discussed in other discussions, in many cases, of course, the people are abundant and do excellent jobs, abundant in one sense, but that's not the functional substance. And in many cases, for the abundant souls, when they're shyness and courage, they're not very able to recognize the poverty. And especially, this is sometimes, of course, while not in the field, why she's going too far, and the mother's going to call that place, she'll go ask that place to do medicine. And the fact that, of course, leading customers are more centrally available, now there are more modern services, places in our community here too. Then we have to shy with the fact that all from the 24 hours guaranteed to children. But of course, but has to undercut somewhat the local authority. But there's a price that can be paid, will be paid for that, and the matter certainly gives more thought than I think many Balabantian years when they pick up the phone to go over the rabbi's bed behind his back to pose the question. So, we dealt so well with the turning to a place and selection. But what does one do? He has shyly and doesn't have a place, either local or non-local. Question comes up, what should you do? And of course, there are certain categories which come up, and I'll mention hopefully later on, but just dealing with these briefly, there are any terms of which views to follow, quantitative considerations, the knowledge of the social economy view. Qualitative considerations, you have one place with regard to being secure for another place, however that matter is greater, but that greater is obviously take place. And then, of course, what is the substance of the shaila? And here the Gemara says that if you are confronted by different views, if you have an Eisner problem, then you should prompt him a whole list. If you have another question, you should prompt him a little list. Well, up until now, Shiloh from the perspective of the person who is asking. When did he start? Who he turned? Or what would he do when he had no one to whom to turn? But let us now view the matter from the other side. And this is what happens when the Shiloh reach the mother of Aaron. What happens then? Well, here, of course, two questions arise immediately. One has to do with himself, the other has to do with the shyness of which he should be. In the matter of himself, obviously the question is he the proper person to be handling that shyness? Now this question, per se, breaks down into two. Whether, absolutely speaking, you belong area stuck altogether, or in dealing with this particular kind of shyness, maybe you know another shyness as well, you know this shyness as well. Now here we have the mother a dual counsel. The mother has discovered a sentence day. M דכתיב, עושים נשמעים, גירה לי מחלולים עם פילות, ועצום עם כל הרגעות, ומני רפור, שין, זה רגע שזה קטן תימור, קטן תימור, שיפל, ומייל ירדול, שיפל, גירה לי מחלולים עם פילות, זה פעם שלושי על הרעול מובן, that someone that you probably qualify, but those are buses anyway. The other end, assuming Quran Gero, that tells me she is here by law, is there no more. You have someone who is capable, but out of grace of heroes, care of responsibility, the man wants to enter the list that the first have others not the responsibility of the Now here, of course, one should be very, very cautious. But there is a public price in text of caution. On the other hand, one should be subtly forward, and there's a price you pay for that too. Rambam, according to Sanhedrin, basing himself on Eastern Ovid, or some of the Gashim of the Hebrew, אבל אני חושב לקחתי בו ועבור את כל שני שחודש סבים קודש יחגי בין אלוהים עצמו אשר אלו בואו את השמש הרי זה שונטר ראשו וגס רוח קחתי בו לחומי הראו מצוי ילדים חלי או גרומר וליב לא ידעת איך תראה כל דייר שבאו פה נותים יצחי לדמות סבדים פוסי שכבר ידע אותו ויש ברגין הגודל מן לחוכמו ואין אורך ממחבו הרי זה בכלל המשטרים שריבון גס ברוב העוד. רואו חכמים רואו הרבה טובו לו שחרפונים חיות שבהם גס סבוע חן נביא את זה איזו תגיד. לא יכול שדמר את אינה בגלל. פעם שפשור את הפרסנס קושס, אין את זה לא נעבור חרבן, נתנו שפרד את זה אישו נגד סוד. Secondly, here we come up to the absolute development level, compares him with others. What does he say? At the absolute level, we of course are very much accustomed to the notion of Tzvich, first the Pasch of the Ashish. And we are very much given to revive it to be kind of licensed to Pasch. But that's to some extent part of our general orientation to licensing. Doctors to be licensed and lawyers to be licensed. That's the past something. It's not clear that in Halachah the same kind comes to be. It is, of course, the classic of the Shmichot which I spoke before, being part of the Bedford. But the Nivosh says that none of them, you don't want to have that. And the father of Sukkot Patshir, whoever knows the Patshir. He certainly does not anticipate kind of psychic possibilities that we're hearing of this. But it's very static about this, and he much says, in the Shainara, that the reason that one needs to get what we call smicha, that the cause would probably be rather than kemrava, and essentially when it's smichni system, the sinas which is mehava, the community you ask it, but if a person should not be confronted with that problem, he's not that community, or this area, whatever, he doesn't. This task, I said, is very positive. But we don't marry surely an absolute level. First, we have self responsibility for our offer. Kurt clearly needs to test himself thoroughly to whether he is a Bahochi, the Paschim generally, and the Paschim this kind of Shiloh particularly. But there is technically, Kurt, relative knowledge. Not only in absolute terms, relevance. First, may absolutely be qualified to Paschim Shiloh. But, the others around are more qualified. Perhaps you ought to be doing it. And this can be for one of two reasons. Either that other is a better than your hobby. And I'm a good speech or situation in which there is someone else in the Medina. Knows more, And especially the fact that you mentioned before about the Kabbalah. In its own right. So, clearly, the question that you need to ask yourself first is he really proper address qualified to deal with this Shaila? And then again, now that I mentioned before, we've got first class in here, so here's the huge responsibility and honesty to by the person in deciding whether indeed he can do it. Now the relative question obviously is one which needs to take into consideration other elements as well. Can one really assume that it becomes proper, so every single shayla, no matter how minor, should be fun of it, every shayla which right ends up in the lap of the father of Yashu, the apostle. So, what their burden can be, assuming to be a fact, and of course we have to pass in the favor of the Al-Jamesh of the Islam, about our culture. There are problems which can be found in lower echelon, but the sense of the more difficult questions that we have are, that first let us gauge what level of difficulty we can honestly cope with in response. Now, this is one kind of question needs to arise with regard to the person himself. But a very different kind of question with regard to the status of the Shaila. Not the law, but the issue. Now this itself breaks down into several areas. First, has the question been raised previously? What is the status of that? Now, there are two things. Number one, has this particular question, with regard to this question of eating, with regard to this shadow of Asa Bahala, this part, has that question been raised? Not the theoretical part, but the specific question. Now, here, of course, we have the
assume that this is not the problem, that
an intended question, and either the Israel is not Nevela, either the Israel is not Pasul, but the fact that the first of all, Sarah didn't say, is irrelevant. And the problem is rather one of the confused strategy of the law. There's obvious that the either, according to the Israel, the problem only arises in the Israel of the Gemara, that if the person is a Machi, the first one is Nevela. Well, some of you have said, generally speaking, that just as also for a person matching is a little excessively, so it's also a matching excessively. And therefore, some of you say that here, first of all, is the matching, then the second one can also not be matching. But that presumably cannot come from the Heidegger category, that can only be explained in terms of Kroga. Kroga. Now, so much for the reason for this. Then the further problem is to whom this order is addressed. Taisa says, it's one of the days of that. Taisa says, there is no Israel in second half of the universe of second of the first. He's convinced that in he, the person is asking incorrectly, why not? However, it says Israel applies to the shuttle. He cannot go and act when he has already given a particular shuttle. Of course, the assumption on very common is that doing that in order to get a more immediate shuttle. So he has far certain reasoning. But then he faces each of the from the shuttle. Consequently, Jason says, and I'm going to decline the fact of the language, that if at the time that a person turns to the second place, he informs him of the fact that he has already consulted someone and has received such and such an opinion, then the second one can deal with the issue, ideally take up the matter with the first person, and if the second thinks otherwise, try to convince the first one that it's not. But then he says, in such a situation, a person is entitled to go and ask the second place. Now, here then, we have a question which the person needs to know whether that's the status of this particular question as it specifically asks. I don't know that he's under obligation to ask a person. I don't believe that a place that ordinarily needs to suspect that anyone comes to the shadow has already asked someone else if he's got the stuff she doesn't like. But if he knows that, or has reason to suspect that, then certainly this is a matter which he should act for himself as the person who is presented to the Shaila. Now, asking what is the status of this question, of course, has another dimension entirely. Not only of this particular issue with regard to this object that this person has raised, but as a Shaila Halachic, as a general theoretical matter. Has this issue come up? Has it, in some sense, been decided? Well, when I say has it been decided, what I mean is, has it been decided at a authoritative level which would preclude my differing with an existing definitive assumption? Now, first, ordinarily, the person is consulted with the Shaila. What is he doing? On one hand, he has knowledge of basic sources, and then, of course, he has his own insight, his own analytic ability, and refusing the two, he tries to analyze the problem, the situation, and come up with a proper sense. But there presumably are limits to this. And not in all cases. In one, and you say, okay, the consult the mother, the Abba, or that. There are certain levels of authority which have, in effect, in many cases, of any possibly Shiloh, for one. That is, possibly an issue which at one time may have been an open Shiloh, and in effect, barred certain options, and left only a given stuff. Of the real possibility. That is process setting off toward a certain logical option, that should take place at various levels and at various pieces. Mother several places in the fact that matters with regard to which Pashtun had also the Holy Spire. Now certain authoritative figures whose subtlety become widespread and accepted throughout the Holy Spire, that one cannot challenge the authority which is in the fashion of the Holy Spire. Practically speaking, what does that mean? Well, the text of the clearest example, because the Mishnah Mandi says that the reason that Amiroi could not challenge Tanoi, and the underlying assumption throughout the environment, is because Pashtai lost. Tanoi, their authority is fully accepted throughout, therefore it cannot be challenged. The Rambam in Dabdome, Mishnah Taylor seems to suggest that the reason who cannot dispute with the Bale, part of course, that we are not the same legal Chazal by one shot, change the other chapter, but at a formal level, our third, first day of also, Abu Dhabi, that would accept them all over, and therefore we cannot take issue. Now that is one kind principle which bars all kinds of options. Surely many things come up in the Gemara, which, were we approaching them from our own purely logical intuition, perhaps we might have decided otherwise. Many times, of course, when the sugya, a person says or senses what it got to do. So the Gemara might have said A, B, C, D, and then points out what the Chiddush in the Gemara. That is, without the Gemara wouldn't have said. But of course, if the person was sure that wouldn't make Israel, that is always said the kind of a hypothetical situation, by way of noting what the Chiddush in the Gemara, what you see in it, which otherwise you wouldn't have known, that way of highlighting that which is novel in the sugya, and that's only the way to take issue with it. But nevertheless, the rhetorical way of expressing that is that, in the series, what we find in the Gemara is at odds with what our own intuitive insight may have been. But nevertheless, of course, we do not have to read it for a moment, challenge the authority of Chazal. But this is just one level where we deal with one operative principle, we deal in effect with a kind of gap between two different levels. Anoi as opposed to Amiroi, Gaining as opposed to Amiroi, maybe Rishayim as opposed to Gaining. This is one. But the inability to advance certain positions of certain sati is not confined to the movement from one level to another. That may exist within the same level. Amongst the Amiroi proper, amongst the Amiroi, amongst the Shayim, amongst the Chayim, there's also the possibility